Mike!
If you're in there, it'll go easier on you if you come out now.
But not much. You know, I stupidly assumed it would be impossible for you to get in trouble with your high school principal 2 years after you graduate. But no, no. Somehow you managed to pull it off. I know you're in here, Mike. Mike, I'm going to count to three, and if you're not out, I'm going to slit your water bed, Mike.
Hi, I'm looking for... Uh-oh.
I'm looking for them, too, and if I find them, you're not going to want what's left.
You're his father?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, he wasn't kidding. You are nuts.
Huh? Oh. No, I was going to slash his water bed. No, I wasn't real. I was, Look, I wouldn't stick around to see Mike if I were you.
Who's Mike?
The guy you came to see.
Oh, no, I'm here to see Ben. We have a date.
Yeah. How old are you?
18.
18? Oh, great. I got one kid who won't grow up and another one who's growing up too fast.
Since you're looking for Mike, me and Marlene will just get the heck out of your way.
Cool.
Now, wait a second. I'm going to get to you in a minute right after I deal with Mike. Now, where is he?
I have no idea.
Let's go.
Hey, you're not going out with an 18-year-old girl. You're only... You're just not.
You're only what?
13.
Hey, Dad, were you yelling for me? I couldn't hear you.
Mike, Johnny Gordon, I'm ready to kill you. Now choose your next words very carefully.
Hang on. There, okay, go ahead.
Show me that smile. Ooh,
show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end.
We're nowhere near the best is ready to begin.
Oh, as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby, you and me.
We gotta be the luckiest dreamers you know.
Better explain something to me now. Fine, there's two ways we can go on this. You can either make up some cock and bull story. I'll get the truth eventually, Mike, and you will be severely punished.
Or
you can tell me the exact truth as it happened, and I punish you severely.
Dan, I'm not seeing the upside of going with the truth here. And yet, when I think about it for a moment, it all seems so darn clear. Okay, all right, last week, I was up in my room studying as usual, and I'm not sure exactly what time it was because I was so into it.
The truth.
Okay, I was sleeping. I heard a little hedgehog out in the driveway.
Dude! Louis, keep it down!
You got the stuff, Ben?
Yeah, but, Louis, I don't know if this is right.
Dude, I got the cash! Come on, help me!
Well, okay.
Dude!
That's not the way it was at all, Dad.
Benjamin!
Louis, what a pleasant surprise.
I hate to impose, but I heard when one is having academic difficulties at Dewey High School, you're the man to see. May we talk?
Certainly. Just as soon as I finish taking out the trash, which I always do, even without being asked.
What a guy.
Yeah, who are you going to believe? Me or the trash man?
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Come on, help me, man.
Okay.
Dude! What the heck was Ben doing? And what the heck was Louie doing still in high school? Ben, what the heck is going on around here?
Not now. Carol, phone for you.
I'll be right down.
And either you tell me what's going on
okay,
right
come
now.
Come on, Mike, the front stairs, but be quiet.
Ben, what the heck is...
making a sound, pervert. That jerk calls for me again. Tell him I'm not home.
Okay, Ben, I got it. Now you got Carol's term paper stuffed in your pants. Now, then talk to me.
Well, dude to you too, young man.
Carol's term papers with no help from Mike whatsoever.
Excuse me, Dad. While you ream the lad, I'm going to floss.
Well, Dad, I didn't plan to sell him. See, Stinky's brother Funky, well, he needed help in English. And he said it would only be this one time. And that he'd keep it quiet. So I gave him one. One! How did I know Funky had a big mouth?
His name is Funky?
Yeah, and the one to Louie, well... That was the first one I ever sold. And it would have stopped there if it wasn't for Mike.
Mike!
I'm flossing. I can't talk.
Well, I can. Somebody said I was missing a golden opportunity. Somebody said I should ride this comet.
Dad, again, who are you going to believe? Me or Carl Sagan here?
Go ahead, Carl.
Mike suspected the real market for Carol's papers was at Dewey High. Or they did so well the first time.
Okay, don't worry, everybody. I'll be back lunchtime tomorrow. And remember, these are to be used only as study guides.
You're new here, aren't you?
Well, it is my first day here.
That's what I figured. I know all the cute guys at Dewey.
Cute guys? Did you need to choose them?
Marlene, 8516 Winston Avenue. Both my parents work.
Ben, what kind of work do they do?
You know, I've always been attracted to dangerous guys.
Dangerous guys?
Well, yeah, selling term papers right here in the school hallway. You were so cool.
Yeah, well, what are they going to do, kick me out of the school?
So, you free tonight?
Free tonight? Why?
Well, I figured we could go out. There's this great movie I've already seen at the drive-in.
You've already seen it? Oh.
So, what time are you going to pick me up?
Pick you up? I can't pick you up. I don't have a license right now.
Why?
Suspended. Street racing. Stuff happens.
Ooh, you're so bad. Well, I have a car. I'll pick you up at your place. What's your address?
Well, there could be a little bit of a problem there.
I just want to apologize to you two young people.
Mr. DeWitt, we were just on our...
No, Marlene. As the principal, it's my fault. The engraved invitations to class were delayed at the printer. So we've been relying on that annoying bell to let folks know when our sessions begin. Mea culpa, mea culpa.
I'm sorry, Mr. DeWitt, it'll never
happen. Hey, he said it was his fault.
What's your name, you little insect?
Ben.
Ben what?
Ben.
Ben's new here, sir.
Oh, well, then that changes everything, doesn't it? In that case, get your little buns into that classroom right now, or I'm going to have them flying from the school flagpole. Capiche? All right, Leonard. Freeze. And drop that vice principal. Gently, mister.
Hey, what's your address?
15 Robin Hood Lane. Why?
How else am I going to pick you up? See you at 7.
Wait!
I can't. I got to get to class. Health.
I live above the garage, so whatever you do, don't come to the front door. My dad's a total lunatic.
Forgive me for not being clear earlier. Get into class or die! Hold
it. Ben, didn't you know things were getting out of hand? Didn't you know you were getting in deeper?
I sure did, and it would have ended right there if it hadn't been for Mike. Well, Dad, whatever I did, Mike was my bad influence.
What's wrong, Ben? Did I ever tell you to go out with an 18-year-old woman?
Yes. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Well, what happened? Did you get caught?
No, because of you, an 18-year-old woman is forcing me to go to the drive-in with her in her car to do God knows what.
And this is bad?
Are you kidding? Both of her parents work, and she takes health.
Benny, excuse me.
What are you thinking, man? Come on, get a hold of yourself. Benny, this is not bad. This is what we live for.
To me, I gotta get out of town. How far would $286 get me?
All the way to here. You have got almost $300 and an 18-year-old girl who's coming over here to pick you up. Benny, I don't even have that.
And I also have an oral report due tomorrow in 12th grade history.
Forget about the history.
But I did so well in the pop quiz. Mike, I'm 13. How old were you when you went out with your first 18-year-old?
Well, I was only, 16.
All right, but we're talking about a real ugly girl here, right?
Nah, she's cute. She looks just like that girl from Mr. Belvedere.
You sure she doesn't look like Mr. Belvedere?
No, I'm telling you, she's got legs that connect and lumps and everything, man.
What? Then what the heck is she doing with a 13-year-old hornball like you?
Mike, it's all gonna fall apart. She's gonna find out I'm not 18 and cool and dangerous. Mom and Dad are gonna find out I've been selling Carol's old term papers. Mr. DeWitt will find out I don't go to Dewey High. And I'm dead!
Look, Ben, let's just deal with these things one at a time, okay? Like, you don't have to worry about DeWitt. I mean, you don't even go to that school. I mean, what's he got, an extradition treaty with your junior high? From Mom and Dad finding out about you selling Carol's papers.
Well, you're probably right. You'll be dead within the week.
I'm telling you, go on that date with an 18-year-old, Benny. It'll take him hours to wipe that smile off your face.
I think so.
Oh, Benny, I know so. Take it from me. Go on the date, all right? Watch, look, listen, grow.
Not only did Mike talk me into the date, he even came up with a plan to get me out of the house.
Ben, you're not eating.
Quick, somebody call 911.
Hey, guys, you mind if I watch TV down here? I just set off a bug bomb in my apartment.
Well, why didn't you just ask your friends to leave?
Boy, I'm hot tonight.
Yeah, that was a good one, Carol.
Pardon me?
It was a good joke. I mean, it's good to see you starting to develop a sense of humor.
Gee, thanks.
Which explains the outfit you're wearing. Nobody move, I got it! Ben, telephone for you.
Hello? Hello? There's nobody on the phone.
Maybe if you tell Stinky to speak up, Ben.
Oh, yeah. Stinky, speak up. I can hear him now. Let me ask. Stinky wants to know if it's okay if I stay over at his house tonight.
Ben, you have homework tonight, don't you?
Yeah, but I did so well on my pop quiz today.
Hey, Dad. does beat the heck out of Stinky sleeping over here.
Well, yeah. Enjoy, Ben.
Great. Honey, you didn't tell him yes or no.
He knows I'll be there. I'm gonna go get my stuff.
They bought it.
Oh, great.
Just one question. What if Marlene doesn't invite me to sleep over at her house tonight?
Benny, you're not sleeping over at Marlene's house, okay? I mean, after you get back from the drive-in, you're gonna go stay up at my place.
But didn't you just set off a bug bomb up there? Okay, stupid question.
Okay, now look, you go up in my room, wait for your woman, and I'm gonna go, and I know where Dad keeps the good cologne.
All right, Mike, whatever I don't spend of the $286 tonight is yours.
Do you know where the TV guide is?
Yeah.
Well, are you going to tell me?
No.
Carol Seaver, how the heck are you?
Mr. DeWitt! What a surprise. Please come in.
Forgive me for not calling first, but this is something of a delicate matter, and I didn't want to upset anyone in case I am completely out of my mind.
Well, my dad's a psychiatrist.
Well, then either way, I'm in good hands, right?
I know, but I never got the smell out of the sheets from the last time he slept over.
Mr. DeWitt, what are you doing here?
Oh, working after hours without any overtime, thanks to the wisdom of the voters of our community, but why get into that?
Wait a minute, we don't have any kids in your school anymore.
But their legacy lives on. Ever heard this before? Finally, we have a society in which I, a woman, can be feminine yet forceful, free to run a corporation and still experience the wonder and beauty of giving birth.
Well, sure, that was part of my valedictory address.
Aha! I knew Jimmy Droppo wasn't about to experience the wonder and beauty of diddling.
What's Jimmy Droppo got to do with this?
He delivered this speech today as his own.
Really? How'd it go over?
Mr. DeWitt, are you suggesting that Carol had something to do with this?
Oh, I'm not suggesting anything of the kind.
Well, exactly are you?
Well, just listen. From Louis Dibble for Senior History, The French Revolution and Exercise in Rudeness.
I wrote that.
Precisely. Or from Joey Biden for Health, Cosmetic Surgery, Just Say No's.
That's mine, too.
And I have 53 other examples.
Mr. DeWitt, why would Carol...
I am just as sick about it as you are. After all, Carol was Dewey High's most hallowed hooter. Yet I hold the documentary evidence in my hand that someone has prostituted her work.
Mr. DeWitt, I know my daughter. And I know she hasn't had anything to do with this.
Oh, I didn't say Carol. I said... someone.
Nah, I don't want her to think I'm cheap. On the other hand, it's showtime.
Benny, you gotta get out of here.
Are you crazy? I'm riding this comet.
No, forget about the comet, all right? Now, DeWitt and Mom and Dad are downstairs, and it's only a matter of time before they figure this whole thing out.
But you said I had nothing to worry about.
Listen, Benny, you should not have sold Carol's papers, you shouldn't have made a date with an 18-year-old girl, and you should have told Mom and Dad everything. Okay.
Why are you saying all that?
Just to get it on the record.
If you're in there, it'll go easier on you if you come out now.
Mike, what are we gonna do?
Wait a minute, what do you mean, we?
Mike.
Hey, he's looking for you, not me. Okay, we.
Is there any other way out of here?
No.
Just one.
Pull up.
Hi, I'm looking for... Uh-oh.
Marlene.
So, then I came out.
I'm glad you finally took my advice about talking to Dad.
All right, boys, this is serious. Ben, you took some things that didn't belong to you. You sold them to people who shouldn't have had them. And you made a date with an 18-year-old girl.
Actually, she made the date with me.
I don't care. And you skipped classes at your own school. Did you even think about that?
Well, actually, I was going to forge an excuse. I am an idiot.
Mike, you helped him try to pull this whole thing off.
and I admitted it like a man.
Yeah, but you had no other way to go.
There's that, yes. If Ben looks up to you as his example,
you got to share some of the responsibility for him with your mother and me.
Dad, you remember when we were little kids and you used to let us pick out our own punishment because we'd always give ourselves something worse than what you were going to give us?
Yeah.
Are we going to get to do that this time? Oh, like you weren't going to ask too?
Hey, Dad. Dad, I am ready to share in that responsibility. Let me hand out the lad's punishment.
Mr. DeWitt, we do appreciate you bringing this to our attention.
Hey, that's my job. As distasteful as it often is.
And it's only fair that the school get all the money Ben made.
$286. Oh.
That's all he got? That's all my high school years are worth?
Carol, wise up. You went to public school.
Mr. DeWitt, even though Ben and Mike don't attend Dewey High, I assure you they will be punished severely.
I appreciate that. And while Mike is certainly out of my reach, I just thank God I had the foresight to work out that extradition agreement with Ben's junior high school.
So if you two gentlemen will excuse us, your father and I have some major, major punishments to discuss. Oh, and Mike, sometimes the one who set the example pays a higher price than the one who followed it.
Oh, and Mom, whatever punishments you decide on, thanks for not freaking out about the 18-year-old girl.
What 18-year-old girl?
Well, yeah, I was going to tell you about her. And this wasn't one of those, you know, mail deals where I'm proud of the little hornball for getting an 18-year-old ass.
Oh, it wasn't.
No, but that was under the gun, Maggie. I only had time to discuss the important things.
Oh, so you think our 13-year-old son almost going out with an 18-year-old girl isn't important?
No. That's important. That's very, but it's, well, it's less important. It's under important than from the other. And I think that, hey, you gotta admire the little guy's instincts.
Can a tough Marine adjust to family life? Find out when Major Dad joins our family-friendly lineup, weeknights at 6, starting September 1st. Coming up next on Family Affair, love isn't easy. Just ask Buffy and Uncle Bill.